It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey everybody, it's time for Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble, and it is time for Swap Shop. We got lots of things that people have sent in to us, and you're welcome to send stuff in. If you'd like to, the way Swap Shop works, if you'd like to sell something you've got out in your garage or in your basement, anywhere, and you have something you'd like to sell, give us a call, tell us what it is. Tell us what your phone number is so people can get in touch with you. And if you have a price, you can mention that as well. And we'll try and get rid of it for you. Or if you have an event, you know, like your church is having some sort of an event. Say any nonprofit place is having an event that you'd like to announce. Or if you're having a garage sale or a yard sale this weekend, give us a call. And give us your location and when your yard sale is going to go on and what you got to, you know, a few items that you might have for sale, and we'll try to get people out there to your yard sale. Also, if you're interested in just sending it to us, that way we can just read it off for you. Send it to WWGH Swap Shop, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that again. Send it to WWGH Swap Shop. Oop, that's hard to say. WWGH Swap Shop, 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, 43302. Now, if you want to call in and tell us what you've got, the line is open right now, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We'll be glad to, we'll be glad. Now I just realized I forgot where I put my notes for the rest of the show here. Hang on just a second. Okay, I'm stretching at my age is no fun anymore. Okay, here are the answers of what I did is I pulled up some questions, you know, kind of interesting question and answers for what's happening in summers around the world. You know, trivia questions, I guess they are, and we'll give you the answers to these. These won't be like the there's that stupid fly. What in the world is that fly trying to bother me for? Anyway, the last couple of hours we've been doing Family Feud, where we ask you to call in and give the answers. Now, on this, I will give you the answer. I'll give you a couple of seconds, you know, 4 or 5 seconds, so that you can think it out and try and get the answer yourself. But I'm going to ask the question, and pretty quickly after I ask the question, I'm going to answer the question, so you don't need to call it in. If you and your spouse or you and your kids are trying to answer the questions, I'll give you enough time that somebody can ring in, right? Not ring into this station. That somebody can answer the questions, okay? All right, and I have several of them, and we'll go over those. But don't forget, if you've got something you want to sell, or if you've got a thing that's going on, an event, give us a call, and we'll be glad to put it on the air. We did have somebody send us a notification here that on Saturday, July 10th, they're going to have a garage sale. And they would like to announce, they would like us to announce that on Saturday, July 10th, I've got hiccups again. Saturday, July 10th, from 8 a.m. to whenever they run out of stuff, I guess. It's going to start at 8 a.m., but this is going to be at 651 Harding Road in Marion. And they say they're senior citizens and they're downsizing after collecting 45 years of stuff. I know all about that. I've got the same interesting situation. I've been thinking, you know, maybe having an auction. We have so much junk in our house. They have lots of articles. They have Christmas decorations, tools, fishing gear, household items. They say household items from A to Z. I'm trying to think of a household item that would be Z. Not zombies. I'll think about it. And they're going to give excellent prices. So if you're interested in coming up with some good stuff, they're going to have a garage sale Saturday, July 10th from 8 a.m. till whenever they stop having people stop by. And it's at 651 Harding Road in Marion, Ohio. So head out that way. Going to have all sorts of things. Christmas decorations, tools, fishing gear, household items, all sorts of stuff. All right? We also were sent in this information about a vaccination clinic, a free vaccination clinic, July 24th from 3 to 7 p.m., so late afternoon, 3 to 7:30 p.m., at the Prospect, Ohio 2021 July Festival, okay? So they're going to have that free vaccination clinic there. It'll be held at Prospect Park, sponsored by Prospect Family Medicine, and they're offering the Moderna vaccination. If you have questions about it, give them a call. You ready? You got the pencil ready? 740-361-0781. So if you're interested in getting vaccinated on July 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m., it's going to be at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival held at Prospect Park. We'll mention that again a little later. A 2021 neighborhood supper drive-through dinner from 5 to 6:30 p.m. will be held on July 27th, and it's a drive-through at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo, Ohio. Okay, if you have any questions, call them at 740-726-2770. We also have the Marion County Park District has all sorts of programs going on. July 9th, they're going to have kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 a.m. They're going to take preschool-age kids on a hike. It won't be too long, obviously. It's about an hour and a half. And give the kids something. And they'll teach them all sorts of stuff. And then that night, they're going to have a night hike at the Tall Grass Trail at 9:30 p.m. They're going to meet at the Her Road parking lot. That's on the other side of the lake down there. And bring a red flashlight. They don't want you using the plain white color light. They want to use that red flashlight. You can go to an auto store and pick up some of that red tape to repair your backup lights with, and that you can put that on the top if you need. Okay. Then on July 13th, they're going to have a morning bird watching thing going on out at the Tallgrass Trail, starting at 8 a.m. And It'll start at the Espyville Baptist Church on Espyville Road, and they'll go along the tall grass trail there. So hope that helps you. Let's see if I got anything else here. The second Saturday of this month, from 12 to 2 p.m., Logos Christian Ministries are having a free produce market, and that'll be at 582 Lee Street here in Marion. I guess that's all the stuff that's current, really coming up. And we'll give you those one more time, at least maybe two more times, before we get off the air. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We'd be glad to help you sell your tchotchkes, or talk about your garage sales, or you know, a church supper. Whatever you got that you want to announce. Now, we do not take things that require registration, illegal stuff like cars or houses or guns or you know, that type of stuff that you'd have to do all the paperwork for. We don't advertise those, that sort of thing. So, but anyway, if you're interested, we'll be glad to take your call at 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Boy, I'm getting all stopped up again. I don't know what's going on here. Must have some dust in the air. I did turn the fan on, and I didn't hear that we were having static anymore, so that's good. I hope that's all gone. All right. Let's talk a few of these summertime trivia questions while we're waiting for anybody that wants to call in. In the good old summertime, you remember that? In the good old summertime. It's written by George Evans and Wren Shields, and it was composed and published in what year? In the good old summertime. I can't sing at all today because I am verklempt, as the lady on TV says. My nose is full, my throat is full. I'm just struggling. That's what happens when you get older. Anyway, The Good Old Summertime was written and published in 1902. A long time ago, before even my parents were born. So that a very famous song, though. I would venture to say there are a lot of people that would recognize that song if somebody that could sing today would sing that, but not me. All right. This one, I remember doing this. I think I even mentioned this a couple weeks ago when we were doing stuff like this. Using clothespins, you attach them to the spokes of your... Oh, there's a little thunder. You attach the clothespin to the spokes of your bicycle. And you know what it kind of sounds like? kind of sounds like a motorcycle. You know, it kind of flaps like that. I probably did that better than good old summertime. I used to love to do that. Now, I always put, and much to my chagrin, I hated the Yankees, so the cards that I usually put in my spokes were people like Mickey Mantle. And if I had them now, I probably could go on a pretty nice trip with the money I could get from them. I guess baseball cards are starting to pick back up again. They went through a period where nobody wanted them, you know. And as a matter of fact, I bought some cards at a yard sale for $5 for the entire year of that, and I still have those. Now, I'm not sure if there's anybody important in those 2 or 3 years that I have, but I figured $5, I could give them to my grandkids, and maybe someday they would be worth something, or maybe they'd just enjoy reading all the... I have... I actually have three grandchildren that love statistics. I don't know if they got them from me, but they love them. And I might give them to those kids. Anyway. All right. So if you used clothespins to put Mickey Mantle on the spokes of your bicycle, attaboy, you lost yourself a few hundred dollars. I did give one of my sons, I had a Mickey Mantle card that the corner was bad, and I gave it to my son, one of my sons, and the other sign, the other son, I gave Hank Aaron. So they both got pretty good baseball card, and I think it was Hank Aaron's rookie card. So anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have anything that you want to sell or any event that you want to tell us, other than the ones I've just read off that people sent in to us, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll be glad to put it on the air. All right. Well, this is a good question, and it might throw you off a little bit because a lot of people don't think one of the answers is really a fruit, but it is. Which three fresh fruits outsell all other fruits during the summer in America? Which three fruits outsell all other fruits in America during the summer? Watermelon, of course. As a matter of fact, I had watermelon last night. I bought a half a watermelon, and we'll have it done here by probably tomorrow night. Peaches. Now, a lot of people think peaches only are good in Georgia, but I like peaches. I don't eat a lot of peaches, but they're kind of a refreshing taste. And also the other one is tomatoes. A lot of people think those are a vegetable, but they're really a fruit because they contain the seeds. Okay, let's go to the phone and see what we got here. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
I'll make a guess, Glenn, if you can hear me over the range.
It's kind of tough, but go ahead.
How about a banana, apple, orange? Any of those?
No, actually, I just read them off, and it was watermelon, tomato, and peach. And where are you that it's raining so hard, I can hear?
About 6 miles south of the station.
Oh, okay. All right, well, stay dry.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good answer. Now, we're not looking for answers, but those were not the correct answers. That sounded like it was Adam, I think. Out in a really bad rainstorm, it was really hard to hear him. stay dry, Adam. Keep the wheels above the water. Nothing worse. Now, be very careful if you're driving through quick rising water, and there's a lot of that around here. We have rivers that are known for their flash floods, so please be careful. And it did sound like it was raining pretty hard out there just a minute ago, those can fill up in a hurry and cause us a lot of problems. So be very careful. Don't go through that standing water if you aren't absolutely positive that your wheels are big enough not to put you in trouble. All right. Okay, now, once again, I'll mention this. I'm not looking for people to answer this. This is just for your fun, just information. And they're trivia questions, I know, but I probably won't give you enough time to call in and answer just because I'm going to keep on going here. In which 2 months are the Summer Olympics held? And the reason why I put that in there is because they're coming right up real soon. They're held in July and August. July and August. Now, I love both Olympics, summer and winter. But I think I like the Summer Olympics a little bit more because I used to be a high school and a college runner. I ran it. I was a sprinter. I was not much of a runner. The longest I think I ever ran in competition was a half a mile, and that was way too long. All right. Now, since then, I've run a few 5Ks, but not very well. All right. This is an interesting question, and I think it doesn't take much thought to figure the answer out, but how did the popular summertime game Frisbee get its name? How did the popular summertime game Frisbee get its name? Now, just think of the shape of the Frisbee. It was the name of a bakery, the Frisbee Pie Bakery, and that was how, you know, they used to fling pie pans around, I guess. Okay, let's go back to the phone. We got a call here. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I have four large brown wicker chairs for an outside patio.
Uh-huh.
They're in very, very good condition. They don't fold. They're just stationary.
Yep.
And the only problem is they take up a lot of room in the wintertime to store them.
Yeah, I believe that.
But they're brand new.
Oh, my goodness. They're brand new?
Yes, in very, very good condition.
Okay, did you get in trouble with the wife? That's why you're selling them? Or what's going on here that you're selling?
They just take up a lot of room in the wintertime.
Okay.
Best thing to say, I guess.
All right.
And the telephone number is 740-396-9451.
9451. Let me read this back to you. You have four large brown wicker chairs. They're new. Now, you didn't give me a price on it. Did you want to not give a price? Or
we'll negotiate.
Negotiate. Yeah. Okay. Your phone number is 740-396-9451, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll mention it a few times.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Bye-bye. All right. That sounds like a great deal. I would love to have four brown, but I know what he means. They do take up some space, especially if you can't fold them down. Where do you put them in the winter? They're outdoor chairs. They're four large brown wicker chairs, new. And he'll negotiate the price with you, 740-396-9451. I hope we can find somebody that can use that. I could almost use that, except for I don't really have a place to put chairs in my backyard. I've got a patio, but it's under a, what's the name of the tree? It has black fruit on it that you can't put anything on my little patio because it's going to get covered with this black fruit. I suppose I should cut the tree down, but I like the tree and the fruit tastes pretty good, but you know it's not something that the fruit doesn't last very long. Once it comes down or once it gets ripe, it's you may have a day and then it's gone. I keep thinking mulberry, but that might be it. I'm not sure. Anyway, okay. So that gentleman, 740-396-9451 for the four large brown wicker chairs. All right, let's continue on. And let's see if I've got... Yeah, I've got, still got a little bit of time here. Let me go back over the ones that were sent in to us. This person would like to announce a garage sale on Saturday, that's July 10th, from 8 o'clock till whenever they turn the lights out, it'll be at 651 Harding Road in Marion. Get that? 651 Harding Road here in Marion. And they got all sorts of stuff. They're downsizing. They're senior citizens like yours truly. And they're getting rid of things like Christmas decorations, tools, fishing gear, household items. They got all sorts of stuff. So Saturday, July 10th at 8 a.m. and going through the day at 651 Harding Road here in Marion. All right, there is a free vaccination clinic going on July 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. At the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival. It's going to be held at Prospect Park. And it's being sponsored by Prospect Family Medicine, and they're offering the Moderna shot. If you have a question, call 740-361-0781. 561-0781 if you have a question about that free vaccination clinic. Let's see if I got a couple other things here I need to get over. Okay, Marion County Park District, they're having a kiddos at the park on the 9th, which is tomorrow. Kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 a.m. That's out at the Tallgrass Trail. Go on a hike, and it's really geared for preschool age kids, so it'll be kind of fun for them. They're also having a night hike on the same day, on the 9th, at 9:30 p.m., and they're going to meet at their Her Road parking lot, which is out, you know, it's out by the lake, right next to the Tallgrass Trail. And they tell you to bring, if you're going to go on this, you need to have a red flashlight that, you know, you can cover the lens with, you know, some of that red tape that you use to repair your backup lights, stop lights on. All right, let's see. On the 13th, they're going to have morning bird watching out at the Tallgrass Trail. They're going to do it at the Espyville Baptist Church there on Espyville Road, so at 8 a.m. So that'll be kind of fun. I love the bird watching stuff. I like the bird annoying stuff more. I play their songs off of my app and annoy the heck out of them, and they kind of yell at me. Okay, we had a gentleman call in with four large brown wicker chairs. They're new. And he's trying to get rid of them. They're just too big for his space. The price will be negotiable, if that's the correct word. Give him a call. You ready for this? These are three large brown wicker chairs, 740-396-9451. Give him a call, and maybe you can get together on that. That sounds like, I love wicker stuff. We had a summer cottage up in northern Michigan on Crooked Lake, and a lot of our furniture was wicker up there, but that was the good wicker furniture. It had been left by our predecessor and a gentleman who owned Frank's Spice Company. He also owned Adler Socks, so he was a pretty well-to-do man, so he had lots of very expensive wicker furniture. Unfortunately, wicker that's left outside eventually kind of wears away, and that's kind of what happened to it. All right, let's continue on. We have a few questions we can ask while we're waiting for the next caller. Where is it? Here we are. In which city were the Summer Olympics held in 2012? What city in 2012? That was two Olympics ago, right? Yeah, I think so. What city were they held? They were held in London, England. All right. I didn't remember that, quite frankly. Here's another question. What year was Jaws released? These are all questions having to do with summer. And Jaws, so therefore, Jaws must have been released in the summer of what year? 1975. Boy, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was, wasn't it? 1975. All right, I'm trying to clear my throat out here. Which song spent 3 weeks as number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the summer of 1985? I would never have guessed this. Shout by Tears for Fears. You remember Shout? Shout. Anyway, I never liked that song. I wonder why it was number one. Well, I wasn't really listening to music at that time. I was involved in athletics at that time. All right, let's continue on. Now, this is a true or false question. Do you think watermelon contains over 90% water? I mean, it's called watermelon. Wouldn't you think it contains a lot of water? I would say it contains a lot of water, but is it over 90%? Is that true or is it false? It is absolutely true. So what you're doing is you're actually drinking a tall glass of water when you eat some watermelon. I do love the flavor of watermelon. Now, watermelon can taste really good, or watermelon can taste kind of bland. When it tastes really good, it really is good. All right? All right, next question here. True or false? Another true or false. And I know the answer to this because I'm from this area. A typical Chicago-style hot dog has tomato slices on it? Is that true? Or is that false? Now, I will guarantee you that Chicago-style hot dogs are not like what you normally have as a hot dog. Well, that's true. They do have tomato slices on it. Not my Chicago-style hot dog does not have tomatoes on it, but a lot of people that are in Chicago have tomato slices on it. The ketchup I put on it takes the place of the tomatoes. All right. Now, I'm putting this on there because my daughter is not only a swimming coach, she also teaches swimming, and she's in charge of a swimming school out in North Carolina. When did the first ever swimming school open in the United States? This is a long time ago, more than a year. 1827. I'm going to have to tell my daughter that. She'll be interested in that. And she wasn't around in 1827 either. So, do you know what SPF stands for? You know, when you go and you put SPF 50 suntan lotion on, do you know what the SPF actually stands for? I didn't know this either. It stands for Sun Protection Factor. Okay? So if you put 50 on there, it's 50 Sun Protection Factor number. Okay? All right, we have a gentleman called in, has some large, he has four large brown wicker chairs. They're new. He will negotiate the price with you. So if you're interested in them, give him a call at 740-396-9451. We also have a yard sale going on Saturday, which is July 10th. It's a large sale, and it's a couple of people that are kind of downsizing because they've become senior citizens, and they're, after collecting for 45 years, they've got all sorts of stuff they'd like to get rid of. They have, you know, articles like Christmas decorations, tools, fishing gear, household items, all sorts of stuff. Anyway, if you're interested in this yard sale, a garage sale, Saturday, July 10th, from 8 a.m. till whenever they close. Your guess is as good as mine. And this will be at 651 Harding Road here in Marion. From 8 a.m. on July 10th at 651 Harding Road here in Marion, Ohio. We also have a vaccination clinic going on July 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. At the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival. It'll be held at Prospect Park and be sponsored by Prospect Family Medicine. They're offering the Moderna shot. So if you have any questions, call 740-361-0781. That's 740-361-0781. Hope that helps you. Helps you out. Let's see if we got another question. Maybe we can throw at you that you and your wife or you and your kids can argue about. Now, what do you say? Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Now, this should be an obvious answer. So, I mean, your kids probably don't know the answer to this, but, you know, if your wife's sitting there, I bet she knows. It was Lyndon Johnson that held the very first barbecue at the White House. Well, Lyndon was from Texas, and he was a grand old guy. and or a good old man, whatever you want to call him. Anyway, kind of a rough guy, one of our better presidents, as far as the Dr. Feynman gave us the list of all the different presidents and where they were rated by a group of people, and I believe Lyndon Johnson was pretty high up there, probably in the top 15, might have been in the top 10. Okay. When is International Refugee Day commemorated? International Refugee Day. That's getting more and more important as time goes along here. It's June 20th. June 20th is International Refugee Day. All right. I had a couple of things on the second page I wanted to get in here. But don't forget, we have that gentleman that has four large brown wicker chairs, trying to get rid of them. They're new. 347-390-396-9451. That dyslexia jumps up at me every once in a while, throws my eyes crooked. All right. In what year were the modern Olympic Games started? What year was the first year for the modern Olympic Games? Not the first Olympic Games. We'll ask a question about that next. But the very first one, modern ones, were held in 1896. Now, I know that doesn't sound modern, but considering when the original Olympic Games were started, that's modern. And where do you think they held those first games, the first modern Olympic Games? They held them naturally in Athens, Greece, which is where the original ones were. Which game once featured in the Olympics but now is not in the Olympics anymore? I didn't know this. The tug of war. That's kind of interesting. I would like to have seen that. I think that would be kind of interesting to see. Do you know when summer begins according to the Chinese astronomy? Summer begins May 5th. Kind of odd. I'd have to, and one of these days I'm going to figure out when the Chinese astronomy says the year begins. I don't have that one here. I'm going to have to look that one up. How tall was the tallest bonfire ever? Now we're talking summer questions, right? The tallest bonfire ever. 155 feet. I certainly hope there were no trees above that. If there were, there aren't anymore. This is a championship I would have liked to have gone to. Where is the World Margarita Championship held every summer? The World Margarita Championship is held in Tucson, Arizona. Okay, let me give you that one last time. The phone number for that gentleman who's trying to get rid of four large brown wicker chairs. They're new, and he's looking to try to get rid of those. Give him a call. You got your pencil out? 740-396-9451. 740-396-9451. Don't forget the yard sale that's going on Saturday, July 10th from 8 a.m. Till whenever they close it. And it'll be on at 651 Harding Road here in Marion. It's a couple of senior citizens out there trying to downsize, and they've got all sorts of Christmas decorations, tools, fishing gear, household items. Anything you can think of, they got them. And they claim their prices will be excellent. Now, I'm not sure what an excellent price is, but I'm sure it's lower than what you'd expect. All right. Which year will be break. This is interesting. Which year will be break? Will breakdancing be introduced into the Summer Olympics? Can you imagine they're introducing breakdancing as an event in the Summer Olympics? I think what they do is they introduce them as a temporary sport, and then they try and judge how important it was. But anyway, it's going to be introduced on the 20th or in 2024. Get ready, breakdancing in the Olympics. In which year was table tennis introduced to the Summer Olympics? Have you ever watched that? It's really kind of fun. It's crazy and very, very aerobic. They jump all over the place. They play from, 20 feet behind the table. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, in which year was it introduced? It was introduced way back in 1988. Well, you're listening, by the way, to Swap Shop here on WWGH at 107.1. Glad you're here. Glad we got a couple of things that we have to advertise. Now, if you want to do like several of the people have done this week, you can send in your information. Send it to WWGH Swap Shop, 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right. What national competition was first held on June 17th, 1925? This is kind of an interesting. I didn't know it went back this far. That was the very first time they held the National Spelling Bee. And that's quite a big thing, too. I can't imagine what a how difficult it is to prepare for that sort of thing, and how smart you have to be to answer. I am a terrible speller, so I would not do well with that. We got about a minute left. How is the summer solstice celebrated in Alaska? They have a midnight baseball game because they have daylight the whole time long. So they have a midnight baseball game. That sounds cool. I can go for that. When does the most impressive meteor shower happen every year? In mid-August. Now, we don't want to miss out on that. Okay, let me run down this real quickly. Four large brown wicker chairs available. They're new. Give the gentleman a call, and you can negotiate the price, 740-396-9451. And don't forget the yard sale, July 10th at 8 a.m., and it will be at 651 Harding Road here in Marion. All sorts of stuff. Don't miss out on that one, all right? Have a great day, and we'll be back with you next week when we do this all over again, Wednesday and Thursday. And be good to your friends, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place.